Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. Joining me today are a whole posse of folks who are ready to talk about all sorts of things waste-related, and I'll kick this off right now to Nick Szabo, who will introduce our lovely panel here.
Good afternoon, Dylan. Thank you very much for having us here this afternoon. I'm Nick Szabo. I'm chairman of the Kodiak Island Borough Solid Waste Advisory Board, and I would like to introduce our panel. First is Sarah Phillips, who's the executive director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, and they're the primary sponsor of the community cleanup, which we're going to be talking about this coming Saturday. And then also there's Chris Lynch, who is the chair of the Threshold Services Recycling Board of Directors, and she'll probably be fielding the recycling questions. There's Jenna Hassinger, who is the Kodiak Island Borough Solid Waste Manager and Environmental Specialist, and she'll be fielding the landfill questions and the hazmat and other questions related to landfill. And at this time, I'm going to turn the discussion over to the co-chair of the Solid Waste Advisory Board Outreach Committee, Andy Wall.
Thanks so much, Nick. Great introductions. I am a relatively new member of the board and am here to provide some joy and excitement around all things solid waste issues. So really happy to be here today and to answer any questions that I have or that you have for us.
Right. So I guess to jump right into it, why don't we go over a overview of the cleanup event?
I think, Sarah, do you want to kick us off on that one?
Sure, we were all looking at each other here to see who's best to jump in. So yeah, I'm happy to jump in, kick things off. So Community Cleanup Day is going to be this Saturday. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have some nice weather, but this is a rain or shine event. So please be sure to participate this Saturday from 9 to about 1, 2 o'clock. We ask you to have all of your bags to the side of the road by 1 o'clock, but to get those bags, you'll actually start off at the high school. So the Chamber of Commerce is going to be there with a whole group of people, but we will have bags available and we'll have hand sanitizer. We'll have all the supplies that you'll need to participate in Community Cleanup Day. We'll also have a fun flyer that we're going to be handing out to enterprises this year. That's backed by popular demand. This has been an event that's gone on for years and years. Prizes have come and gone, and so we're happy to bring those back. But start off 9 o'clock, high school, get your bags, choose your area. We have a big map that we'll go ahead and highlight. Go to your assigned area, do your pickup, leave your bags on the side of the road. We'll know where they are. We're going to have crews sent out to pick those up. And then you can come on back to the high school and do all sorts of fun activities, and the Lions Club is going to be there with their hot dog lunch. We've got chips and water and all sorts of goodies. So of course that's the general Community Cleanup Day, but there's a reason this is a panel discussion, right? It's because there's so many different organizations involved in actually making Community Cleanup Day happen. So the litter pickup is one aspect. Of course, the hazardous waste disposal is another. And then the recycling drop-off is another. That's why we have all these experts here to share their insights and answer any questions that you might have.
So why don't we start with a description from the volunteer perspective, how this is going to shake out for people. What time are they going to show up? Where are they going to go? And what happens after? And eventually, of course, to getting drinks and hot dogs.
Sure. So just to start off, they start at the high school at 9 a.m. and they'll come grab their bags from us. And then we have a really big map. We're going to send you over to that map with a highlighter that we've sanitized. And you just highlight that area that yourself or your group is going to go ahead and take care of.
And so let's say that you go out into the field, then how long are you going to be spending doing the cleanup proper, and when are you getting back for hot dogs?
So Lions Club starts hot dogs pretty early so that those people who maybe have less littered areas can go ahead and enjoy a hot dog lunch early on. But hot dogs usually start getting cooked about 11 o'clock and go until about 2. But, you know, it just depends on how large of an area you and your group choose and how dirty that area is. So it can last for an hour. It can last for 3 hours. You know, it's so hard to say for sure how long it'll go on. But again, we'll have all the crews here with their hazardous waste collection, as well as the recycling drop-off. That's going to be going on the entire time. So if you finish your pickup early, you can go ahead and bring those supplies over, or you can bring all your recyclables, your hazardous waste over as you're getting your area assigned and picking up your bags. That way you can go to your area, you know, an hour later and start your pickup then.
So how do people sign up for this? Where, if you're interested, where can you get all registered up and ready to go?
No registration at all is required. That's the beauty of this event. When you realize that you need to get your family out there for the day and get them out of the house, burn some energy, you just show up the day of. You can show up anytime between that 9 to 1 o'clock time frame to get your bags. If you do show up later, know that if you don't have your bags out by 1, please, please, please drop them off at a dumpster in your neighborhood that you have access to, or bring them out to the dump. Because if we do all this pickup and we're late on getting our bags dropped off, then those bags are going to stay there for, you know, weeks at a time. And that really defeats the purpose of our beautification day.
So I've heard that there are going to be a series of deals on all different types of waste treatment, a very long list, in fact. Can we get into what some of those are and how that sort of process works? Is this just open to the general public? How is this going to go, and how can people take advantage of those options?
Well, in the same way, we're giving out the residents of the hazardous to the high school parking lot, and we will take care of it. And then our contractor, which is NRC, US Ecology, they will distribute it to the proper disposal facilities, lower 48 and some in Anchorage as well.
And how about some of the other, why do we get into the specifics? Because I heard that there was going to be electronic waste disposal, paint disposal, paint thinner disposal, other chemical items like that.
Yep, all of those. Sorry, Chris. The paint and sides and all that kind of stuff is household hazardous waste. So we're taking all of that from the residents free at the high school parking lot.
And that's for borough residents to take advantage of at their leisure?
Correct.
So Threshold will also have their van parked in the parking lot. We'll be located, usually we're located right next to the hazardous waste guys. And you can bring all your recyclables to us at our van. So if you don't want to drive all the way to the tent, then you can just bring everything, cardboard, paper, cans, tin. But the other thing that we are going to be taking for free on Saturday is electronics. So anything that you plug in, TVs, computers, monitors. Normally we charge 50 cents a pound for that, but we will on Saturday be taking that for free.
So, and I have no doubt that that's very much appreciated in the community. Why don't we get into some of the details of the event proper? How long has this event been going on?
I'm happy to jump in, but very honestly, you know, as the Chamber Executive Director, I get to handle this on a year-to-year basis, but Chris Lynch has really been one of the mainstays in Community Cleanup Day. I just have to give her all the credit in the world, for she is the real backbone and the reason this event has become as standard as it is. So, Chris, you might actually know better than I do how long it's been going on.
I know that we've been doing this event at least since 1995-ish. So actually, probably before that. But organized, the borough has had a contract with some hazardous waste contractors since that time. It was a lot bigger deal as far as actual junk being pulled out. So we've gone from where we've had dump trucks and swampers to collect all the garbage and throw it into the dump trucks to now we're pretty organized, and Alaska Waste has a smaller truck that is manageable for their guys. We have a lot more community participation throughout the year with general cleanup. So that's a big change in the wave of garbage that we clean up, but this is still a pretty successful in making Kodiak beautiful event.
So you're saying that the event has changed in that there's less waste being removed, not by virtue of the fact that there's less attendance or anything, but rather due to the fact that people are just being more proactive now than they used to be in cleaning up waste.
That, and we don't have as much large waste. We are seeing a community reduction in the major dumping. So we don't get the refrigerators along the side of the road as often as we used to.
Let me jump in here for just a second. In years past, the city of Kodiak used to pick up anything that people set out in the front of their house. And then so people would set out large objects, lawnmowers, barbecue grills, I guess appliances and so forth. And the city for a few years was doing that, and they were picking up that stuff and then hauling it out to the landfill. But then I think there was some disagreement between the city and the borough, whether the borough was going to charge the city for the stuff they were taking out there. And the city decided maybe they weren't going to pay for, they were providing the transportation out there, but they didn't want to pay the landfill fees. I don't recall exactly, but anyway, that quit happening a couple of years ago. Also, I think, I don't know if anybody mentioned, but Nick's recycling or auto recycling is also going to be picking up metal objects there too, so that for free, as far as I understand. So.
And you, to be clear, you won't have to be traveling around the borough to go to any of these places. You'll just be able to do all of these, just handed those varieties of waste at the high school parking lot, correct?
One-stop shop there, right at the high school parking lot. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you have it. How has this event been affected by COVID, or has it not really been affected at all?
You know, that's one of the really wonderful things that we can say about this event. Last year, we did postpone the event due to COVID. We had a pretty major outbreak during the scheduled event that we were trying to wade through, understand exactly what that meant for us. We were in lockdown, all those things were compounding. And so we did delay the community cleanup event last year due to COVID. But really, last year showed us that we can do a successful event during COVID. So we felt confident moving forward with our typical time frame. In general, typically Community Cleanup Day happens the first week in May on Saturday, but this week it's moved to the second week, and that's more to do with the household hazardous waste contract instead of us postponing due to COVID. And so, no, we're so confident. We feel like we nailed it last year. We were even able to do the hot dogs safely last year. So we'll be doing that same thing. I have to give a big thank you to the Lions Club, especially for the time that they always spend making that hot dog lunch for us. We also have cookies donated by Subway and chips and water donated by both Cost Savers and Walmart. And of course, I mentioned it before, but we can really hone in on it, I think. Lesnoy and Matson, they put a substantial amount of money into the sponsorship for this community cleanup to happen each year. And Matson really stepped up again this year for the first time, not again. This is the first time Matson has been involved, but they have donated $2,500 worth of prizes for people participating in community cleanup day. So that can be on Saturday. And they actually have the prize program running the entire week. So from May 8th to the 16th, it'll be open. You can register on their website, matsoncleanupgiveaway.com/Kodiak. And we'll have those flyers available at Community Cleanup Day. So if you didn't get that URL written down, don't worry about it. We're going to be handing lots of those out. And all you have to do is take a picture of yourself participating, and you'll be entered in to win amazing prizes like bicycles. We have two bicycles sitting down here at the chamber office right now. We have two kayaks sitting in the office. So we're lucky we did that renovation and have a little bit of space to store all those. And then we have lots of gift cards from the community, and some of our local businesses have even donated prizes that we're just going to be driving around giving out to some of those participants. So that's why it's so important that you stop by the high school first at 9 a.m. Get those bags, get everything that you need, pick your area so that we know where to drive around and give prizes to.
So how do people qualify for the prizes, sir?
To qualify for the prizes that Mattson is giving away, again, they'll just go register at MattsonCleanupGiveaway.com/Kodiak. I know only my participants here can see it, but it's a flyer with a QR code and the website URL. So it's super simple. You're just going to go to that URL. You're going to fill out the registration form, and that's how you're entered. And they'll do their drawings on May 16th.
If you wouldn't mind forwarding like a PDF of that to me, I'd be happy to put it on our website at KMXT.
Fantastic. I'll make sure I do that. Thanks, Dylan.
Of course. And I have to ask, what's the forecast looking like and how does weather affect attendance?
You might be able to tell me the forecast. I know you were looking at it right before we went on here. I haven't taken a look because honestly, it doesn't matter one way or another to me. We are here for the community. We want you to participate. Kodiak is Kodiak tough. It doesn't matter if it's raining. I've seen this community be out for all sorts of things. If you think you're going to be out in the rain for Crab Fest, you should be out in the rain for Community Cleanup Day too.
Okay, I'm taking a look on my end. Saturday rain, likely cloudy with a high near 47. But we've had a bit of freak weather this week. Insofar as today, I mean, it's supposed to be quite miserable, and yet here it is, nice and sunny and bright. So fingers crossed.
Well, Dylan, if you've lived here as long as I have, I never put any faith in any weather forecast beyond 24 hours. Yeah. It changes so quickly. So
that is a good point.
I don't put a lot of faith in a 4-day forecast. So I'm betting we're going to have hot, sunny weather.
Well, I certainly hope so, although I don't mind getting rained on myself. So do you do events like these at any other time of the year? Is it just now? And have you ever considered having more of these events around the calendar, or not the calendar year, but yes, around the calendar year?
So nothing official through the chamber is done as far as a specific community cleanup day organized through the entire community. We did learn the lesson last year that by postponing our community cleanup day, we struggled to get everyone to come together the way that we needed to, because like I say, this takes so many people. That's why we have a panel discussion happening today, is because we have to get volunteers that are willing to go pick up those yellow Alpar bags that are left on the side of the road. We have to have the hazardous waste contract. We have to have all these different components come together to be able to do this. But that doesn't mean that the commitment to keeping Kodiak clean and beautiful ends with just this day. Of course, so many different organizations hold their own cleanup day events. The chamber itself hires a youth litter patrol that works in the summer months between the end of school and the start of the next term. And then, of course, you can stop by the chamber anytime and pick up those bags at no charge.
So how many people typically come to these events, and what are you guys expecting for this year?
I can say hundreds show up. We don't always have hundreds grabbing bags from us, but so often organizations will get groups of 20, 30, even 40 participants together to clean up their area. So they'll only send one person to start and collect those bags, so we're not completely overwhelmed. But anytime that you're going to, if you drive around on Saturday, you will see nearly every road in the city of Kodiak and even beyond. I can talk about the other areas that get cleaned up too here in a bit. But you'll see that almost every single road gets covered. It's impressive the commitment that the community has to beautifying Kodiak on this special day. But we do have participants beyond the city of Kodiak. It's really a borough-wide event. We always send bags out to some of the villages. So they get to participate whichever day they choose to do that. Of course, Bell's Flats has their own pickup day that we
Sorry,
send bags.
Can I interrupt you right quick? And Andy, would you mind muting yourself? We're getting a little bit of feedback. Okay, there we go. Never mind. Please continue.
Okay, so of course, all of our other areas in Kodiak participate too. Bell's Flats has their own cleanup day that they handle, and it'll be the same day as ours, but they have their dedicated area that they pick up and clean up. They already picked up their bags. We also have a dedicated group that does that out in Chiniac and Passagshack, and they have both been in to pick up their bags. So we're really amazed by how far this spans. And again, just that commitment. I love this community for its pride and embracing the beauty that our island really offers and wanting to share that with anyone that comes to visit.
I have a little bit of an oddball question that I've been wondering about for a little while. And if anybody on this island knows it, it would be some of the people assembled here. And that question is, has COVID-19 affected people's behavior as far as waste goes? Like, are you guys seeing more types of trash of a particular variety? Are people throwing less things out? How has that sort of affected, or has it done nothing?
I think you have a trash question there, and then maybe you have a recycling question there
as
well.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so maybe Chris can chime in on the recycling aspect and side of things and what you guys have been seeing over at Thresholds.
We have more cars coming through the tent, but we have less product. So people are bored and they're driving through the tent.
Wow. Well, I mean, I have no doubt that in the coming years, we're going to be finding out all sorts of strange changes that people made to their behavior writ large. And I'm sure that this will be explored again further at some point. So
I'd like to chime in too, just with our youth litter patrol. They have noticed some changes since last year. And so much of that has been the amount of disposable masks that end up as litter on the side of the road and on the sidewalks. Same with disposable gloves. So remember, please secure those masks if you're driving around or throw it in your car somewhere. Don't let the wind take it and blow it away. That's really contributed significantly to the litter that our youth are picking up. And of course, if we're using our masks and our gloves properly, and we happen to have COVID, which is one of the reasons that we wear those things, is to stop the spread. You know, if those are left on the side of the road and someone else has to pick those up, that's not very sanitary. So just be mindful of it, be respectful of it, and please keep your masks and your gloves until you can throw them away.
Yeah, Dylan, Jenna might have a comment about what shows up at the landfill too. There's the last year.
When COVID first ramped up, we definitely saw a lot more people doing the home projects because they were at home or working from home. Also, I feel like using a lot of the roll-offs, I saw a lot more boxes. I feel like people were definitely a lot more. A lot of these boxes were in the roll-offs, which we should put those in the cardboard dumpsters. But definitely saw quite a bit more of that as well.
Interesting. You know, I figured that COVID would have to do something, right, as far as people's behavior at home goes. I'm still relatively new to the island. Is there a particularly problematic variety of trash that is a problem in particular to Kodiak, or is there not really one that stand out? Is it sort of general relative to other places, other coastal communities?
Ooh, good question, Jenna. Do you have any insight on that?
For the residents of Kodiak, I feel like it's really not that big of a problem. We still take household hazardous from residents all year round at the landfill. You can bring for free. So we accept that the landfill, not just during the event. This is the large events, our big get it off on. We've collected throughout the year is sent off during this event. But if residents have anything like their paints, their used oils, pesticides, during the year, they can bring it out to us at the landfill. for 40 pounds a month for free. And anything above that is $1 a pound. So you don't have to store it at home. We will gladly take it at the landfill.
Maybe somebody might want to read off the list of the thing of the hazardous materials that will be accepted and those that won't be accepted. That might be useful for people to know ahead of time.
For sure. On our list, you can bring floor care products, furniture polish, polish, bug spray, automatic transmission fluid, car batteries, brake fluid, car wax, diesel fuel, used oils, which is usually a really big one at the event, cut glue, paints, paintbrush cleaner, thinners, strippers, varnish, preservatives, primers, herbicide, insecticide, rodent poisoning, killers, quite a few other cleaning solvents. Items that we do not take are explosives, flares, business waste, medical waste, asbestos, and radioactive waste. We do not take those. If you have questions of things you have at your house, you can definitely give us a call at the borough at 907-486-9343. And we can let you know if you can bring it or if you can't bring it and what your disposable options could be.
So leave the depleted uranium at home, folks. Are there any incredible finds that people have discovered during the community cleanup? Has there ever been like just an absolutely outrageous piece of trash that really stands out to you?
We had someone call this. They had a mystery bucket at their house. They bought the house and didn't know what it was. And that's always like a fun, like, what could this be? But that was probably the only thing I've seen so far. This is only my second event, so I have not seen anything too crazy yet.
I have heard of a very expensive coin being found. Now, I am not a coin collector of any sort, but I know that they were actually doing some cleanup on the beach in that area and found a coin of some sort that was foreign. And the ocean works in mysterious ways up here. And it turned out to be quite valuable. I think it was something like $70. It was worth something about $70. So you never know, Community Cleanup Day might just pay off for you.
Like a Spanish doubloon or something like that.
I mean, you really never know, I guess. Are there any, we're down to our last minute here and I only have one more question. Are there any problem areas that stand out that need a little more attention as far as the community cleanup goes?
Well, of course, the busier the road, the more litter we expect to be on it. So please come early and choose your area. That way, if we know an area needs a few extra volunteers, we can assign that and we can work together as a team to take care of it.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to take a moment and thank you all for joining me. It's never easy to get this many people together for an episode of Talk of the Rock, but I think that this has gone quite splendidly. This has been another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock.